Welcome. We are back in full effect, Uncensored, the Conversation Podcast. I know what we do up in this world, where we are uncensored. If you don't catch us live today, you can catch us tomorrow on Spotify, Apple Music, iHeartRadio, all the podcast sites. You know, there's a lot of them out there, so catch us out there. So we finna get it cracking. So we gonna start with the wonderful, beautiful, talented Stacey White. Hold on, before we start, salute to Shatice Lachelle and Wayne Bell who watching. But go ahead, Stacey.
Well, y'all know what's up. Y'all can reach me on Facebook under Stacey White and FPL Stylist on Instagram. And yeah, I gotta wear new glasses. This is crazy. I hate them.
Bar. After that, we got the beautiful talented always throwing shade and fixed her some spaghetti up in this mug. Tabitha throwing shade shots.
Made some spaghetti with whole wheat noodles. It was so fire. But this right here drink, it's going to have me acting real stupid. But anyway, Tabitha Shantae on Facebook and Instagram, or Miss Virgo underscore 911. This is a little slush, that's all.
And after that, we got the wonderful talented answer my question, Tabitha. Don't try to deflect from me. Tara Michelle up in this.
Hi, y'all. You can always find me on Instagram and YouTube as Opinionated Sense. Yeah, that's it.
Thanks. And then we got the great talented back in the days. He put KC and JoJo out of business. Pastor Donnell Johnson up.
Now, you know I had them bars. You know I had them bars with the flow. But you can catch me at Donnell Johnson, Facebook.com, and also 333 Production Services, do audio visual, got my own company, doing it for over 20 years, setting stage.
And I am your host, your favorite rapper, the best film writer and director, St. Louis Facts, award-winning published author, activist, journalist, business owner, Lacey G. Soldier Turner Boy. So we finna get into this. I'm gonna let Tab go ahead and say what her
Happy birthday, Ricky.
Happy birthday, Ricky. Salute. If you want to come in, come through. But what'd you say, Tab? What was your thing you was talking about?
Okay, because I don't want to send no ideas. I just want to talk about it when I'm all present.
Salute, Shatice Lachelle Barr, salute. Make sure you read the comments. Okay.
Salute, Shatice. So I had a friend from high school, whatever. He's married, been married for maybe 18 years. He does a family trip once a year, a trip with him and his wife once a year, and a guy's trip once a year. Okay, COVID, blah, blah, blah. But as a rule, that's the pattern. But one of his female friends told him, I don't think you should be having a guy's trip. And if you were my man, y'all wouldn't be doing that. So I want to know, like, is it okay? And the wife, she's allowed to do a female trip too. I don't know if she got a bunch of sisters or whatever, sorority sisters or whatever. They do this. What are your take on this? Do you think just coming in just from the outside looking in, is it okay to do trips without your significant other?
Yes.
I think it's hell. You were
an individual person before you got married. So you still get to be an individual person after you're married. These are your friends. Like, how insecure are you that do you think your man is bisexual? Is this why you don't want him to be out with other men? Like, what are we doing? This is me. That's stupid. That's stupid.
Go ahead, Tab.
Happy birthday, Ricky Pisces gang for life. And yes, I think, I forgot what I think because I've been drinking that stuff. Lord help me.
Salute to Lynette Starks watching. That's all you got to say about it?
No. But yeah, I do think it might be like a tinge of insecurity because if somebody going to do something wrong, they don't got to go on a trip to do it.
Facts.
They can do it here. So y'all already, you know what? Because I was kind of iffy about this because y'all don't want people to go on trips if they broke. So I really want to know what my fellow castmates thought about this. But I think it's like therapeutic. Yes, you do need time away as individuals, the different conversations that you can have with a whole group of the same sex that you can't maybe have with your partner, but it's a different outlook.
Salute to Abby Lane Holder watching. Go ahead, Tab, read the cover.
We got, yes, I think it's therapeutic. It's about trust and a man from Shantice and Nanai. Hey, Nanai.
All right, Stacey, what you think? don't know if Stacey can hear us. Dadea, what you think?
She back. Hey, Stacey.
What I think about that, boys need time to, you know, enjoy each other. So I think a boys trip is fine. Like I said, like go with your uncle. Do some. So I love that he goes out and golf and stuff. But I think a trip for guys is cool. So now I hang with my girls. So it's just wonderful.
Yeah. Comment said, need to miss him every once in a while.
Thanks.
All right, Danielle, what you think?
Yeah, you know, give a person some time to miss them. But yeah, it's insecurity, you know, especially with a person. Now, if you can go on a trip, when you go on a trip, something could happen when you leave and go on a trip. So, you know, my thing is, you know, and I'm sorry, Tyra, I was going ding, 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 because you was hitting a lot of, you know, you was money answers you was hitting. But yeah, it's ridiculous, you know, some females think like that. You know, you even got guys that think like that too.
You got guys that think like it too. So
yeah, that's very possessive. I don't understand it. If you are that insecure, you don't trust the person, why y'all together?
Yeah.
You like said, but don't let it be a habit. If he's going every weekend, I might follow him. Yeah, good. Now every week,
but you go
down
once a year,
we
right?
Got some problems. I'm not with that either.
Once a year though, it's once a year. Who cares? And again, she's not his woman, so why are we talking about this?
Yeah, but and then the thing is though, it's like when you think about it though, it's like, what like you said, what you had just said, I just slipped my mind.
You've been drinking,
bro. I need some sleep, man.
He drunk in love.
But it's just a crazy situation with that, you know.
What you got going on, though?
They should agree though. Like, hey, we're not, both of us aren't gonna go out on a girl guy trip, you know what I'm saying? But other than that, you need that. You need that time and way.
You
salute
need it.
To salute to Helena Buchanan, watch it.
Now I will say, don't take me to the Ozarks and y'all going to Paris, you and your boys. I'm going to Branson. Don't take me to Branson and you taking going to Rome, yeah. Tour backpack through Rome. I want to go on a good trip.
Any more comments?
We have. Nope, just don't make it a habit. That was the last one.
Well, we just got one. Oh, she just said
that part.
Okay, yeah, I agree. I think everybody should go on a trip individually. Like you said, if somebody gonna do something bad, they'll do it. They ain't gotta go out of town, period. So, you know, I think everybody needs to relax their brain on individual trips. Okay. All right, next topic. It says, Bam Man Kevo says, why do rappers not spend millions of dollars on, you know, they always spend it on Gucci and Fendi and Louis Vuitton. So why aren't they spending it on black owned clothing lines? He felt that his name Bam Man Kevo. He felt that when you try to buy from black, they be like, hook me up or something, like, you know, what's up, man? You gonna do me like that? So why do y'all think rappers don't buy from black owned clothing lines? Just start with Tara.
Because that's not what everybody's talking about. This happens in the perfume world. Like I said, all the time, it's some stupid person thinking that they're, because they spent $800 on a perfume, they're so great. When you talk about niche in the perfume world, people are always, if it's not $800, if it's not Tom Ford's private collection, if it's not this, I don't want it. But when I bring up true niche fragrance houses, black owned, like we did it all the month of February, they didn't want to hear of it because they only had 6,000 followers, or they only had 600 followers, but they're black. They're up and starting. Tom Ford started somewhere. So if it's not a case of label, you know, what they call it, a label whore, if it's not somebody who's already super established as exclusive where only the rich can get it, they're not repping it. They don't care about it being black. They want a stunt, period.
Stacey, what you think?
I think that they could be actually trying to do their own lines and get their own brands and things out there, but we should support each other. And then I think more blessings will come your way. You cannot, like, when you don't support and you about your own or whatever, it's not good, you know? But I think we should support each other, and even if they start their own brands, but still support and buy others. Yep. And by the way, Tabitha, I love your hair.
Thank you.
All right, Tab, what you think?
I think celebrities do have a bit of influence as far as that is concerned. And even though I'm very much so a strong-minded person, I've been influenced that way as well. I'm sure a lot of you have heard of the brand, like God is Dope, seen those t-shirts? Mm-hmm. Yes, no? Mm-hmm. All right, so the first time that I see God is Dope was a t-shirt worn by K. Michelle. So when I looked it up and I found out that it was a small company, Black-owned, I was like, oh yeah, I'm getting it. I got so many, when we used to be live all together, so many God is Dope t-shirts. I now use World Vision, so many young people. But I just feel like if more celebrities would even use their platform or they're on Instagram or something like that, there are a lot of people like me, like, oh, that look dope. Who is that? We want something different or whatever until it blows up for everybody. But with me being a sneakerhead, it always matches my pair of my sneakers or whatever. But I do think, you know, it would really help. Like, they don't have to do it all the time. Maybe throw it in a little bit, one song here or there, or rep it in a little video or one little part of the video. It will make a difference just for the community. And if they did that, it just really helps. You know, that's another form of them giving back, just using their influence.
And let me add this, like, my son, he has a clothing line. He usually sends out his clothing lines or his material to these rappers and things. We have a few celebrities in our family, but he sends them out to them in hopes that they, you know,
wear it and post it. And if they wear it, post it, and tag it, that's really all they have to do. They got free swag.
Okay, but I'm confused. The question that you asked, Lacey, did you ask what they should do, or did you ask us why we think they don't do it?
Why they don't? Yeah,
why that's what don't. I thought. Okay.
So they don't because they feel like they arrived and they validated that way. They're trying to get to somebody else level. Mm-hmm. They feel like I've been wanting this all my life. I'm not impressed by that stuff.
And that's what I was saying. Like, they probably starting their own brand and all that, so they just focus on, you know, wearing their own stuff or getting their own stuff out there. That's why a lot of them, I guess.
I mean, when they die, they want to be buried inside the Louis store.
Right, exactly.
He said when he died, he want to be buried inside the Louis store.
Exactly. They're not promoting their own stuff. They talking about Louis and Versace and Gucci and all these people who are never going to do anything for them, never going to do anything for that community, but that's all they care about.
Shanti said they want endorsements from big companies. Black-owned are not paying top dollars.
Mm. All right, Danielle, what you think?
Well, I agree with what Tabitha was saying. Black-owned don't pay the top dollars, you know, because you got a lot of legitimate, you know, well, some great clothing lines, you know, like local, like Ambitious Wear with Kyle with the gold bar.
I went to school with him. I'm old.
But also, it's not just the rappers, it's people in the community. They got money. They probably buying all that stuff and more. You know what I'm saying? Or they're getting it free, you know? But the people in the, you know, that's around these Black-owned businesses, they need to step up and start going there more. I know it may be a little more sometimes than buying a name brand that is, like, up there, you know? Like buying a
Gucci or Versace or whatever stupid mess.
You buy Gucci for, like, you know, well, you got some Black-owned companies that are probably, you're not even Gucci, Levi's. You know what I'm saying? You got some Black companies that have jeans, you know? But the thing is, the Levi's, that name has been in brand, has been embedded
for a long time,
for the years almost. But, you know, and that's, And we're selling our jeans more than that. And people are like, sure, I'm familiar with Levi's. You know, I don't know if yours a rip if I do a squat.
And if black people aren't being supported, how are they ever going to be able to pay the top dollar? They have to get supported the way these other big houses are to make the money to pay top dollar. It's very simple.
We had a comment.
Yes, we do. We have Naomi. What's up, y'all? I hope everyone is having a great evening. Hi, Naomi.
So I feel just like I lost my train of thought. But I was gonna say, you know how Nelly then was doing Air Force Ones, you know what I'm saying? And they wasn't even getting, it was like, you promote this business. and not even, you know what I'm saying, getting no
he
money.
He didn't make any money off of that.
They had vocal, though. You know, they had vocal.
Yeah, vocal. I'm saying they knew an Air Force One. They didn't even reach out to him or nothing. Like, hey,
you bought a vocal clothing?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, that's what I was going to say. So when we,
You're telling your age, too.
So, yeah, that's what I was going to say. So what do you think, like, when Black people, for instance, like Kanye West do come out with stuff, it's, like, super high, you know what I'm saying? Like, outpricing, you know, the people that do want to support.
Listen, it's not even the prices so much. The prices for Kanye are the second problem. The first problem is that they are terrible. His clothes are trash with the holes in them. His shoes are so ugly, I would slap somebody with them if they gave them to me. So, I mean, then you can talk about price.
You can talk about them clothes, but I'm not going to let you do them Yeezys. I'm not going to let you do them. I'm not going to let
he had some shoes on.
And
I was about to say, she got a pair.
I don't care. Look, he had some shoes on one day that I thought were eating his feet. I thought he was being murdered by an alien on live television, and those were his tennis shoes. No, ma'am. No, ma'am. No.
I'm just always a Kanye fan.
Okay, go ahead.
So we got Naomi said, Air Forces have been out since the 70s, and ever since Nelly made the song, they've had... I guess people have been wearing them. They've had a whole revamp with that shoe. Okay.
And he didn't get a dime for it. Not a dime.
But I do think if you wear Black Air Forces, don't that mean you like a stick up boy? That's not good to wear those or something. I said dirty to wear Black ones. It's only cool to wear cranium white.
I don't know. Dinelle,
why is it dirty to you against Black? Why can't it be dirty to the white ones?
Because if you got a fresh, crisp pair with no creases in the box. Like me.
I got my Blacks on. What you talking about? I got my Black Air Force on. And I got a hoodie on, too.
They might think you're a stick-up kid.
I dare.
Look at him.
I'll be right back. Hold on. I'll be right back.
I dare a sticker. I do it.
He's from New York. Right, they got a whole different swag about them anyway.
Hey, support y'all Black clothing lines. You know what I'm saying?
And y'all Black Air Force.
Said, yes, you don't. Naomi said, yes, you don't want that Black Air Force energy.
See, we gotta stop. We gotta stop villainizing the color black, y'all. Seriously, man, black is beautiful.
Like Tyson said, black isn't beautiful. Black isn't special. Black is ugly. Black is just black.
I love her. I disagree respectfully.
Black is just black.
You're black, my friend. All right. Somebody said the question. They said, if you was trying to get some information and you go to a psychic, if they tell you your mate was cheating, would you believe them?
First of all, you got mental issues if you had a psychic.
Donnell. Let's start with Donnell. Go ahead, Donnell. Yeah.
Let it go to the father. They reveal some things to me.
You won't believe a psychic that is. You be like, nah, man, I'm good.
Nah, I don't do no, you know, nah.
Tara, what you think?
You say me?
Yeah.
I don't, stop. I mean, here's the thing, especially being a woman. We have a very, very great intuition. So if I haven't already been thinking that, or, you know, had this feeling, or, you know, but you can sense those things when something is wrong. I don't need to go ask some random stranger who just wants my money. Like, who we talking about? Cleo? If it's Cleo, maybe I'm just
calling me now.
She's going to be like, you're a female, aren't you?
They're going to go and cheat us.
You have two eyes and a nose. Tabitha, what you think?
So... seriously, if you went to a psychic and the psychic told you that he's cheating, I seriously think from the bottom of my heart you should believe them, because you went to the psychic to find that they was cheating. So you already gone, and you don't believe them. You don't love your mate. You're not there. Leave. Get your clothes, get your bags, and leave. Peace out.
We got a
comment.
They don't need no psychic. They just go to their friend, girlfriend. Is he cheating? And, you know, if she's a good girlfriend, you know, she'll probably be like, no, girl. If she's a bad girlfriend, yeah, girl. Next thing you know,
she got to be bad? She might be the one he's creeping with. That's what I said.
Next thing you know, see in your DM.
A couple comments.
Boy, I know she did you wrong.
So we got two comments. I got one from Naomi. If you're going to anyone to find out if your mate is cheating, at the very least, you've got some trust issues with the relationship. You don't need a psychic to figure that out. And from Nene, she said, hell no, let me find it on my own. He gonna F himself around. Men don't know how to cheat. I'm just saying.
We don't.
Shots fired.
We don't. That's why I don't, you know.
Anymore?
Not no
more. I had you out there, bro. I had your back.
Days. He can't get them words. She looking at him over there. Danielle, blink twice if you need help. Salute to Susan Edwards watching up for this paper.
Well, her name is Susie, and Gucci think he love her.
All right, so another, okay, here go our next story. It says, a Louisiana school teacher who admitted to lacing cupcakes with her ex-husband's sperm and feeding it to her school children faces nearly 40 years in prison. What is your thoughts about that? Tab, go ahead.
How is she alive to even get to prison?
Listen. Listen. You better preach. You better preach, baby.
Nobody killed this lady.
Deader than dead. Are you kidding me?
She said deader than dead. That's nasty. Yeah. Just thinking about that.
All these other people... don't never make it in. This is one person that I think, if I heard it on the news that said that they were shot dead on the scene, I wouldn't have bat an eyelash.
Did the kids think it was cream filling?
Oh God!
You know what? All right, I'm out. Nah,
but Danielle left.
I told you to bring twice. You ain't have to leave. That just blink. Yes, that is.
Oh sick. Man, that's so trifling. That will be that will never be another time when I can eat another cream filled nothing because of the nastiness you just said. I'm. Oh my gosh.
Tam, we're going to read the comment.
So we got Naomi saying, so she's still alive. And we got Sean Brassfield saying, what has his kids done to her?
Right. They said, what the hell? The kids that, I'm mad at my husband. Yeah, for to eat these cream fields.
What type of students were these? Or is she like mentally off? Like who?
How did she come out? The kind
you have to be.
I'll see you out of story.
You can't do no weed in the cupcakes.
I would have rather she got the kids.
No, go to sleep. Go lay down. Go sleep. We hungry.
I wonder how they found out that, you know, it.
Right.
Got gave the kids some weed.
They probably took one of the kids.
Oh, no. Her husband may have had some type of STD. And when those kids came up with that STD.
He said, we'll have these kids.
I'm talking about some medication.
Yo, this story,
you go to jail, they gonna kill you. You know that, right, girl? You know you did. You know, right?
Look at the world we live in. Look at the world we live in.
Man, my stomach hurt, bro. That's so nasty.
They'll play with that. Yes, up in this world. I'm gonna have to look and see what she white or black.
She was.
I didn't read that whole story.
She was white. A picture. Her and her husband. They didn't look like me.
Okay.
Or you. That's all I'm gonna say.
Okay, I don't think black people.
I hope not, bro. That's so nasty.
That means it also had cats in it, and she didn't wash her hands when she made it.
Can we please move on? Like, I'm begging.
We got it.
Naomi did say, seriously, though, this is one of the many reasons why the screening process for teachers needs to be more stringent and severe. Some of these people don't even like our kids. She was white, Nene.
I got a whole headache, bro.
But it's true, and a lot of people are teachers or bus drivers right now because of the shortages since I guess the pandemic.
So whenever you're doing a job just for the money, that makes you dangerous when you're dealing with kids or the public, period, because you will do heinous crimes like this.
Something like that would never even cross my mind.
I know, right?
I don't care what type of day, how I hated these kids. That never would cross my mind. That's gross.
She is a depraved individual. She might be related to that boy over there starting wars.
She said, Naomi said, you should have to take a psych evaluation to become a teacher. I agree.
Facts.
They do that with the police
officer.
Yes.
Yeah.
She said so.
Next subject. Oh my God.
Just like you should need one to be part of law enforcement. I already had your back. Yes.
No, they do that for law enforcement. You got to take a psych evaluation.
Not a good enough one.
It's not good enough. They need to over and over.
And over.
Uncle Bill said defund the police on Bel Air.
Talk that stuff. All right. So, okay, next story says the mom discovers a 2-year-old daughter locked inside daycare after employees leave. So the mother is filing a lawsuit against the daycare company for leaving her 2-year-old inside the facilities before she was able to arrive to pick him up.
Wait, so she got there after 6 o'clock?
So here go the thing, because this is the story I heard. Let me tell y'all. So Charlemagne gave the school KinderCare donkey of the day or whatever. Here's my problem. Right at the top of the story, they said she was late again to pick up her kid. She was 15 minutes
again,
late. So this baby was either, they were there in between 5 to 15 minutes in the building by themselves. Now, the kid could have been hiding. Or anything. So I do know that there is blame on the KinderCare because you should have a head count and there should be several processes where you don't forget you left the kid. But donkey of the day needs to go to this mama too, because why were you late? And if you were late to the point to where they didn't know that your kid was missing or that your kid was still there, it's because you didn't even call them. You wasn't even decent enough to say, I'm running late. Had you done that, they'd have had your child in hand or either call DFS, whatever they got to do, because you're habitually late.
Okay. But your child, they didn't intentionally leave the child, lock her in, be like, oh, well, your mama didn't come.
You know what? I don't know if it was that either. But when you get done, had you not been late, neither one of these situations would have mattered.
That's what's going to happen. DFS, you know, that's going to scare a lot of daycares. They're going to start calling DFS. You know, you have some parents that do be late, 45 minutes late.
And that little baby could have been hiding. It could have been innocent. It was a mistake, but you going to sue them because you was late? Boy, I wish I was that lawyer. We'd win.
They shouldn't have left that kid by themselves or however.
100%. 100%. She shouldn't have been late either, though. I'm just saying, everybody needs to accept the blame.
But
yes. You know, so when Naomi said, daycares don't play about those late parents. Some will find you permitted after a certain time.
Exactly.
I think it was an accident, but it I still think the fact that she's so
much.
Communication, you know, like you said, who made the phone call? Did the daycare call the mama? Did the mama call the daycare? Did they?
No, mama didn't call nobody.
That's why when she got there, the baby was still locked. Did the daycare she call didn't call the mom? Them, they didn't call her.
Did the daycare call the mom also?
The kid was gone.
Yeah, the daycare thought the kid was gone. I'm guessing they thought the kid was gone.
The process I know is pretty much, you know, we keep someone that we know, hey, you're going to be able to stay behind with this child, you know, and that's the thing, because you know it's going to probably be one day a parent when they're going to have to stay over late for work.
Right, but if the parents should call and let them know that so that they're looking at the child and they say, I know you're going to be late, I'm sitting with you. But if the little girl was hiding in the coat rack, or went and used the bathroom and didn't tell anybody, and it was a mistake on their part, they should still.
It's not a sign out sheet no more. I used to have to.
I don't know what they did. I know she shouldn't have been late to get that baby without calling them and telling them.
Well, it's for the daycare. Is it a daycare school? Because.
Yeah, it's KinderCare.
KinderCare.
Okay. Because that's what I'm like, it got to be a daycare school because...
She was in the classroom. The mom came up in there and saw her standing. And look, here she comes up. She's so distraught. No. The little girl was looking like, hey, mom, don't come open the door. She just trying to get some money.
Did she look like me?
No.
She look like me.
Well, I don't think the mom learned her lesson since she want to sue. She's going to be late again.
daycares don't have penalties for people who come late enough. I think if they did that, it'll make parents like pick
they
them
do. It's a fee.
I just you know what? I just feel like years. It's terrible because look, when these people get off, they have children to go pick up too. If you're gonna be late, pick up the phone. They are wrong for losing their child or not knowing their child was there, but she hella wrong for being late and not calling them to make sure they had eyes on her kid. Both of them wrong.
Pick up the phone. We got any comments there with it? This is it for that.
Mm-mm.
Okay.
Somebody always want to sue when they be in the court. Ugh, whatever.
All right, so we're going to, even since this is happening, we got to talk about it, the Ukraine and Russia stuff. Salute to Donnell and Tara, you know what I'm saying? Y'all already, you know, hit me up with for my article. But so Tara, what do you think about
the Ukraine? I saw a video yesterday of a woman, a young Black woman with her two-month-old infant. And she was trying to feed that baby in -3 degrees, standing at the border of Poland because Poland wouldn't let them in. And the milk in the bottle kept freezing. And it was a sea of Black faces. It was nobody. And Claudia Jordan was the one that posted this on her Instagram, the model slash talk show host now. And I just thought to myself, this is, you know, we just don't learn as human beings. We don't. Whatever reason Putin has for reacting the way that he did, you know, the disgustingness of seeing a sea of Black people trying to leave Ukraine to go into Poland and being stopped, and a two-month-old baby in -3 degrees breaks my heart. And it just reminds me that no matter where we are, I swear Black people are so hated, so mistreated. And it just, it's not hard for me to feel bad for the people of Ukraine because I'm a decent human being. So my heart goes out to them. But I swear when catastrophes happen in Haiti and everywhere else, people aren't pressed the way that they are, like what's going on with Ukraine now. People always want us to be so giving and so nurturing and so supportive, but where is that for us? I feel away.
Tabitha.
Y'all don't want to ask me.
Yes, we do. Go ahead, break it down. Red. I'm sugarcoating that. Let us know what you think.
I don't got nothing to say.
Yes,
have y'all had this Peach Crown Royal? Side note, this Peach Crown Royal is fire. Okay,
Tabitha gonna go against the norm. That's why I want her to say.
Wait a minute, she thinks they supposed to be worn over her? Oh, no.
It's all I got. It's all I got for you.
What her screen say?
The entire world right now.
I can't even see Tabitha no more. What in the hell?
What is that? What that say?
The bat signal. That's the Trump signal.
She said we need Donald Trump back.
Okay, that was it for me. I thought I was gone after the cupcakes, but now all hell is broke. No.
That was the tripping.
There ain't enough liquor in this world to make me ready to have a
I'd rather Trump than Biden.
He said it ain't enough looking.
I've had the NISA. What are we talking about?
I'm just saying.
Yeah, Tripper, who raised all you niggas? Who raised you niggas? Who raised you niggas?
You gotta remember, though, one thing about me is I was raised reading Encyclopedia
you know
Dictionary
what? You back, Tabitha, you back into slave mentality. You back to the slave. Where is JaVale when we need?
She could have threw up the signal for Obama, which wouldn't help either, but she went to
That would have been cool. Obama would be cool. But I'm saying that Biden, come on now. You heard what he said. If you don't vote for me, you ain't Black. If you don't vote for Biden,
Black. Trump got a book that says he don't want Black people to buy his book.
That was back in the 80s, man. You know how many
years that made? You hear this blasphemy, Tara? Do you hear this blasphemy?
Y'all still be wearing their clothes. It's the same thing.
Tara, you hear this blasphemy up in this.
I have no idea what y'all talking about because I refuse.
The blasphemy. Oh, Donnell, what you think?
Donald Trump than Biden. We don't care what he wants to say no more at this point.
Can I get that right here?
Donnell, we finna baptize you again for something wrong the first time.
I'm scared to ask.
I'm just saying. Who is Biden? He look like, I don't know. He look like a fuck. Everybody know who I voted for this past election anyway.
Who you vote for?
I had wrote in Jesus. Okay. I'm serious.
You have to vote for Kanye West.
Oh wow.
Yeah.
My boy,
I wrote in Jesus.
He wanted to vote for Kanye.
but the thing is, with the Ukraine, what country did the Taliban? What was that over there in Iraq? Was it Afghanistan? Afghanistan then fell, something like that. You know, it seemed like soon as Biden got in office, a lot of things start falling. You know, and being that, to me, he's like a shell of a man of what he used to be. But you know, he has no authority, and it's gonna be more countries that's gonna be toppling over other countries because of the man that's in office right now.
You thought Trump had authority?
He had authority. You see, he went and shook Rocket Man hand. Stop playing.
Let me tell you something. If Putin wanted to kill any of them, they'd be dead. He just don't give an F enough because he knows they mean nothing.
Trump went off about Putin.
You say what?
Trump be talking about, you know what? I think Trump, when him and Putin meet, I think Trump smack him upside his head and be like, come here, sucker. Because wow. That's what he did to Kim Jong-un.
They be playing dice for billions.
But I'm not trying to, you know, make Trump the
brother. You don't take that Trump symbol off. Look, I can see her again. I don't want her.
I'm not trying to make him into a hero, but all I'm saying is we were better off without Biden, for real.
I would say the gas prices were better, but I am not.
Keep going all day about Biden. What was better when America was great.
The world is better off without Biden.
I'm sorry. I apologize. I'm at the second shake and we're getting slammed.
Just please tell me when America was great, Tabitha.
When it wasn't getting bombed all over the world and gas wasn't $8 million a gallon. Continue. What else? Mm-hmm. I was living pretty great.
Were you?
And I was getting entertained every time my president was on TV.
Who's president? What president are you talking? Tabitha, okay, you be throwing shade, but I'm about to throw them hands. What's your address? Because you got me messed up tonight.
Keep me upright. No, you can't beat me upright.
You damn right you crazy. You got a bad signal for Trump behind you. You a different kind of crazy. Girl, by she said her president, and she said when America was great. Like, okay.
I tell you when America was great. Before Nixon and Reagan,
before segregation,
and Contra, and before that, you know,
it was great before after that, maybe.
I don't know, but it seemed like to me when it comes down to America being great, you know, when Trump was saying that, at the same time, a lot of those laws that was on black men was lifted. You know what I'm saying? These long years being locked up for certain things that you shouldn't be locked up for, you know, and making things for HBUs.
I know I had a whole bunch of back
and be like, hey, I need more money. I need
always
more money.
Under Republicans, all them felons come home.
America was great when it was ran by the natives and no conquerors were here. End of discussion.
That's a good answer.
Was it called America?
Great answer.
No.
So that's not when America was great.
America ain't never been great, if you want to be taken, ever.
It's what you make of it. What you make of it. You don't want to be nowhere else, do you?
She's sweating over here.
You know what? Right now, I want to be somewhere else, far away from Tabitha and her Trump bat signal. That's where I want to be. I can't do this. My soul is if I'm hurt.
All right, let's go to the next.
Y'all both drinking out of the same kind of cup.
Both of them drinking liquor for different reasons.
Hold on.
They both drinking for different reasons.
But this red, but I got to drink on Strasso, don't stain my teeth.
All right, I know she's drinking peach. What is it? Peach.
Peach Crown Royal, baby.
Crown Royal. And what you drinking, Tab?
A strawberry dailies.
Daiquiri?
Mm-hmm. Dailies, the little frozen ones.
See?
This is what I'm drinking, Dad. This is what I'm drinking right here.
Well, I ain't drinking nothing.
A water.
Got some peach crown roll and some cranberry juice, and it is.
We got to the next topic. All right. Next topic, guys. It says, Wendy Williams' show is to officially be canceled in June due to her prolonged health battle and will be replaced by Sherry Shepherds.
Which I think it's not going to be called Wendy Williams' show. It's going to be called Sherry Shepherds.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Wendy's canceled.
Wendy ain't been there, what, in 2 years? Or two seasons?
She been sick.
Yeah, I know. Like, she had a get together at our house and she just started stripping naked. Like, she
been going through the
because if she did that at a party I was at, I'm suing. You're talking about we don't like people to sue. I'm suing.
Oh my gosh.
You know what? TV and just fell out.
They said she's supposed to be going to a podcast.
We got room for you, Wendy. How you doing?
Come on, Wendy. You uncensored to her.
Because I'm going to laugh at you.
Do y'all think Sherry Shepherd will do a good job? Do y'all think Sherry will do a good job?
I think Sherry's going to be great on her own show. I don't think it's going to be anything like Wendy. I loved her on The View. I love her as a person. Yeah. I think she'll be amazing. But I hope that Wendy is okay. I am loving the fact that Wells Fargo is freezing her money because they know something wrong with her. And they are not trying to release $40 million to whoever's over there handling her. And I hope she gets help. Because despite all the gossip or whatever you think about her, I still don't want to see her just end up like destitute and on the corner somewhere.
It's her ex-husband's fault. He should go to the ring. He should be in jail.
He drove her crazy. He's a horrible.
He did. He broke that
one. I'm happy for Sherry Shepherd. I think she'll do a good job.
Stacey, what you think?
Okay, yeah, I missed a lot, so I'm sorry.
Yeah, you done missed.
We're talking about the Wendy Williams show.
You done missed lace sperm cupcakes and all type of
stuff. I like her. Bring that back up.
For real, bro. Oh my God, that's the most traumatizing thing I've ever done in my life.
She should get the 40 years. Yeah, and more.
40, she needs to get the electric chair.
She should be forced to eat everybody's cupcakes herself.
Yes.
Like, I cannot.
Stacey,
he wanted to know what you thought about the Wendy Williams show getting canceled and Sherry Shepherd taking over with her own show.
So Wendy Williams, for a minute, she hasn't been in touch. She's been out of touch, you know what I'm saying, for quite some time now, and primarily due to the husband situation. I think she needs to take some time to get herself together and work on herself. And then if she feels like coming back on, do something. But I think she's a great person. I think she's a great host and things, but I think right now she needs to press on herself and take a break. So Sherry Shepherd is cool. I'm all in for it. So that's my take on it.
Yeah. Let's see what you got, Sherry Shepherd.
We're
gonna be watching.
Well, she's gonna bring funny to the show and her own show, and she's experienced and she has viewers. You know, I wish
she had humongous boobies that are actually real.
So, did y'all see how both of them are flat backs with giant boobs, though?
Yep. Yep.
So, if you're gonna watch anything, watch for the boobies.
I do wish her well, though. It's a lot of people sending hate to that woman, and that's what Wendy get. All the years she was doing this is what this is the perfect ending to
her.
I don't wish horrible things on anyone.
That kind of segue into the next topic. It said people will believe anything negative about you, but question something positive about you. Do you believe this is a true statement?
There's a statement, or there's a saying called misery loves company. Because people hate to see other people doing well. I do not know why we got so many hateful, horrible people in this world. But people will really, you know, Charlamagne Tha God said something like, who's going to believe the truth when the lie is so much more
entertaining? Yeah, he said.
Yeah, you know, that's for real. People really will rather see you do bad than see you do good. That mess hurts me.
I remember when Donnell used to hate on me back in the days when I was rapping and stuff. No. Stacey, do you believe that statement that people will believe anything negative about you, would question sometimes?
Of course, of course, I don't know what it is, but, and it's mainly within our communities and stuff, our people, our own people, especially our families are like the worst ones, you know, like,
yeah,
get on board and help each other so we can prosper. Instead, you want to keep us down and say negative things or want to influence negativity. It's not good, you know. That's why, I just continue to pray and hope that one day, just one day, like Lacey Stone, he has a song called One Day We'll Get It, we all get it together, you know. So, that's all I believe and hope. Yes, and I do believe that people do flock to negativity. It's crazy.
Adair, what you think?
The devil tells the biggest lies, and people fall for it all the time. So, you know, it's up to the individuals to, you know, judge things by the spirit.
Remember what Darian did that for like 2 months?
Yeah, bro. Your public don't work down. Right?
What? Who did what for 2 months?
That was us at the beginning. I was trying to go ahead. Yeah, I can go ahead. I was trying to see why.
This new background behind Tabitha.
I don't see no comments.
This little thing right here behind Tabitha, it makes her skin glow. But I ain't giving her no compliment because I'm still pissed about the Trump bat signal.
I'm going to say, yet again. What's the topic we talking about right now?
Do we got some comments, Tab?
Wait a minute. What's the topic we talking about right now? Okay, thank you for the example. I don't have no comments. It's not refreshing.
Man, for real? I read them. Hold on. We got some. I just refreshed.
You got me blocked? Y'all got me blocked?
We done missed like a whole bunch of comments. Naomi said society as a whole will believe negative things about Black people before the good. She said, do y'all remember when the influencer got killed and Wendy made a whole joke about him on her show? The audience was laughing. Then she said, yeah, he's dead. And then it should have been, I think she said it should have already been canceled.
No, I didn't hear anything about that. Cause then let me be good. I didn't hear about that. That's terrible.
Yeah.
I hit on something that like took the comments and now I can't see none of them.
That's crazy. Yeah, it ain't showing up on my phone either. That's why I had to come look up. I was like, it wasn't showing on my phone either, so I went on my laptop. I was like, what's going on with the comments?
That's terrible.
That's so like, weird.
Facebook try to hate on us. All right, let me get to this next topic. Okay, it says, your boyfriend or girlfriend just received a fantastic job offer. It's in a different country, but you are perfectly happy where you are. Nice job, close to your family and all. So would you go or would you end the relationship?
Did you say boyfriend or girlfriend?
Yes.
Not
husband? You have a date for years. It can be the husband, wife, boyfriend, girl.
Oh, no, it's a difference. Because if it's your husband, I'm going with my husband. But if it's my boyfriend, I don't know. I don't know. How many years are we engaged? And, you know, am I pregnant? Like, what we got to talk about a country, bro?
Just throw something on this. Just say 3 years.
3 years. There's no ring. There's no, you know, I just don't know if I'm leaving the country for somebody that I'm not.
Yeah, super enjoying each other.
Nah.
Don't give me a thing. I don't got no rights.
Right.
For real. I've seen a movie about that on
no
Lifetime.
No spaghetti.
I seen a movie about that on Lifetime. Real talk, he got her out there. She couldn't do nothing. He was like, "Leave right. my family." Yeah, okay.
No, I'm not leaving right the country for some right. rando. I'm not leaving the country for some rando. I'm cool.
You'll leave for your husband though, even if you really don't want to go.
That's right. I'm staying here.
I mean, but why would you not want to go though? I mean, it's your husband. Because I don't know. If he was moving to Afghanistan, hell no, I'm not going.
Yeah.
Right.
Hey, Naomi said they got the clip on YouTube too about the Wendy Williams stuff. Dadea, what would you do?
What would I do?
Don't want to answer to after she say I do.
Cough one time if you want me to switch to the next one. Cough one time if you want me to switch to the next.
No.
Because you have to leave your church down there. You got to leave everything here and go to another country with her.
She said her.
I mean, before you answer, let's ask Stacey before she leaves. Stacey, so if your mate had a job in another country and you was just super comfortable with your job, her, your family, you're close to your loved ones, would you leave or not?
Why are we talking about your mate? Why you ain't say baby? If I told you we was getting ready to leave in the country,
it kind of depends on like if I own the company or whatever. Like if I can like run back and forth or have somebody like run it and stuff, I may just go and support my mates and then go from there. That's what I.
Would it be different between a husband or a boyfriend, or it don't matter either one?
It just depends on where this may be. Like if it's in Paris or something, or I'm probably out. You know what I'm saying? I'm probably going to see
better opportunity. If it's better opportunity, go for it.
Yeah, exactly. So.
I'm not moving to another country for some rando who has not married.
Even if it's a better opportunity.
What if it's been 6 years?
Okay, so he move over there and get that better opportunity and drop you for the next Pop-Tart. Where's the commitment? That's a huge commitment for me to leave everything I love and know to go somewhere with somebody who hasn't made a promise to love me for forever. And I know, I get it that people can get divorced and things can change. That's not the principle, though. How serious is he about me that I'm about to give up everything I love and know for him? I just need that security.
That makes sense. You have to have the security first. It's not like you the boyfriend, girlfriend thing. No. I mean, unless you just don't have a life here, you know? But if you are really doing something here, yeah, don't drop nothing really for the boyfriend. It depends on commitment level and stuff like that and how long y'all been together. And that makes a difference too. Yeah.
Thought
you did it for God.
What? You, I know you ain't comparing no boyfriend to no God.
Nah, you said you give up everything without no.
Shut up.
You know what, man? I cannot.
I think something going on with our stream.
They hating over there, that's what they do.
Yeah, I think maybe I said something. I think they don't like that I said something about Trump with my best signal.
That's exactly what it is.
I'm serious right now.
I'm serious too. I've been serious right all now. Night.
Yeah, because our cameras is not on my phone no more.
Yeah, I'm thinking we're getting shut down.
Yeah,
as we should. Because look,
Nae just hit me up and said that Facebook crashed.
Facebook has not crashed, but we have.
Oh, they done blocked us. How they are we still able to see?
Unbelievable, bro.
Hey, Facebook, y'all gonna hate on us like that.
As they should. This blasphemy going on out here.
It's all good. We got one more question anyway. That's crazy. Tabitha, look what you did. You done put
the I think it was a complainer. Because Facebook don't like when people get offended.
Who raised these niggas? Hey, whoever complained, who raised you niggas? Whoever complained, who raised you? And if you ain't a nigga, who raised you wiggas?
I can't even post on nobody else's stuff, Stan. Can you see us?
Gosh, bro.
Heck nah. Listen, people say they can see from my page. Hold on, let me see. Oh, yeah.
I'm in jail.
So, Tabitha, you must be in jail. You did. So, anybody,
whoever wants
to, I can go to my page.
She's saying reload.
Now, everybody.
You want to do too? Yeah. Are you agreeing with me?
Chris Phillips said he having issues with Facebook right now too.
Well, mine still works.
Facebook is hate. I don't know what's going on.
And I'm not even on Facebook with my page.
They hate. Look, right now. A sense of the conversation is so uncensored. They censored.
I'm going through Zoom right now. That's messed up.
That's crazy.
I'm not even on the actual Facebook.
Right.
They done blocked. I was like, I can't see our comments.
Because remember, I told you I couldn't see them.
Yeah, I could see them on my phone. I had to start going on my page.
Oh my gosh!
On my laptop, that's crazy.
Yeah, you can't see the comments when you go on. You can see us. Like I'm looking at me right now. You can see us live, but you can't hear nothing. You can't click into it. It's a wrap.
Yeah, it's Chris said it won't let him post. It may be crashing.
It may be Facebook. Yeah. It may not just be me.
Yeah, it's probably Facebook.
Let's continue on. I'm not going to own that.
Naomi said they censored uncensored. Miss V said you can't see Lacey. Oh, no, Miss V, I got my video because I was going to go to the next topic.
Look at Donnell. He didn't got scared.
All right, Naomi. Naomi, you can't hear us. I mean, you can't see us. You can hear us. Let's go ahead and go to this next topic now. This is crazy. Facebook, something go. Hey, it's probably Russia and Ukraine.
Listen, bro, don't play attack. Like that because I don't want smoke with Putin. Don't
Russia did like cyber attacks on us. Who raised these?
Yeah, it just came back up.
Who raised these? Who raised
hey, let me see Russians? If I can go see.
Hey, let me try to refresh my
back in. Yes, it's back. Okay, we back.
Yeah, we just all of us are now on some type of watch list.
They was like, watch them. They was like, watch them. They're a threat to society.
Can we back?
You see that?
They was like, this podcast is a threat to society.
Don't say that.
They hold it
up. Whoever's listening, I didn't do it.
They hold it up there with Joe Rogan.
Miss V
said, "I for Jesus."
Miss V said, "It said unexpected error, so it wasn't us."
Okay.
Thank you, Miss V.
All right, we back in full effect. Let's go to this last time. Okay, check this out. Okay, Jenny. It says Jenny and her husband have been married for 10 years and have 3 children. Last night, Jenny's husband pushed her hard and she fell into a dresser, leaving a big bruise on her arm. This morning, he's very sorry and wakes her up with hugs, apologies, and breakfast in bed. What would you do?
Tabitha. I need more context.
What would I do about what was happening when you stay with him?
Is you gonna accept the apology? You gonna go on like ain't nothing happened, or you gonna say you need some therapy, nigga? Like, what you gonna?
See, if he came home from work and she was topping some dude off in their bed, I'm going to say his reaction was a lot better than what it could have been. This is too broad of a spectrum to figure out. They've been together for 10 years, 3 kids. He's never done it before. He may
and
be
they
sorry.
Argue.
He may be sorry. I don't know. I need to know why that happened.
When a man put his hands on you once, he'll do it again.
Maybe.
What if he came home from work
and she was dressed up?
That wasn't the topic, but I don't put my hands on nobody.
Yeah, but what if he came home from work and she was dressed in all black like some kind of burglar and he just got scared and pushed her?
I think you should put your hand on the wall.
I feel like
everyone need to keep their hands to themselves.
Fact.
So do I.
We got women out here that are hitting men still... and don't even apologize.
Fact. So, I mean, this is 100% true, but I need more context.
So I'll
what
say
you mean,
this.
Don't apologize. What you mean? The word
Stacey be hitting people with guitars.
Make it make sense.
Because they ain't fixed no tacos.
I'll say this honestly, though. I don't know what I would do, mm-hmm. but I know I'll be the last chick they did it to.
Hey, tap.
That'd
be the last time that would happen.
Right. I guess the first and the last. I can see
arms and legs over me.
Yeah.
Somebody already tried to take me out by guns. I don't play with that violence stuff. That's to trigger me. I just stick. I'm clicking over here.
I am definitely a domestic violence survivor. That's why I want to know what happened. I want to know if
I'm not taking no blame. Whatever happened, you don't put your hands on nobody. If I didn't put my hands on you.
Yep.
I agree that nobody should put their hand, but he said, would you stay? This is about the forgiveness part. What happened that led up to that will let me know if I would forgive or for not. Because I do believe in second chances. Just to push real hard is not he balled up his fist and beat the brakes off of her. They got 10 years and 3 kids. He's never
or like, he can be pushing the envelope to see how much he can get rent. Or wait for next time.
You are absolutely correct. He could, but we need more context to figure it out. Because this, what if he... he could be having a mental break. What if they just find out behind this he's bipolar? Like, that's what I'm saying.
I'm not scared with him because he's bipolar. He might kill me in my sleep.
Oh my God.
What if the Lamborghini?
He
said he might kill me in my sleep.
That's a personal decision for everybody to make. I do not play with violence either. I just hate to say, you know, just paint a broad stroking, you know, I don't know. I need to know more about what's going on. It was a push. not a hit. He's never done it in 10 years. I believe somebody who's going to violently beat the hell out you is going to have done it before the 10 years. Did he have some kind of mental break? Is he super stressed? Was he startled? What did he walk in the house and she was topping another dude off? Like, what happened?
Oh, what's she swinging?
This man is gonna be in your inbox, girl. You letting the red flag.
Honey, let me tell you something. Right, listen, I have a whole lot that I can give somebody who stepped to me incorrect, and it's all legal. Trust me. You cannot answer that question like that on whether you would forgive. No, it's not right to put your hands on anybody.
They gonna need to forget this relationship.
I feel it. I'm not gonna argue.
So we got Nene saying she feel like she missed the Young and the Restless when we was out of here. In fact, she said a push. Miss B said a push is fine. She might was in his face swinging. Nene agrees with Donnell, and Miss B said, "Cause I know when I argue, I put a finger in the face and push him. Might even slap him." So you valid, Miss B. You got me scared reading this. You said out of 10 years, this was his first time. It had to be something more to it.
I just want to know, because I just want to know. Because forgiveness, I mean, whether you stay, I don't know. Like, I'm not for putting your hands on me either, but I also know back when I was in my 20s, I had a reckless mouth. So I don't know.
Even if you had a reckless mouth, I don't feel that it was okay if anyone put their hands on you.
And I'm glad you feel that way. But I have had people say stuff to me and I done yacked them in their mouth. So I already know I'm guilty. And not a dude. But what I'm saying, women have this way. Women will talk to men like they ain't ish and push every single button with these sharp. And they say that the power of life and death is in the tongue. Keep running your mouth reckless like that. And when he do something, you cannot just say, oh, he shouldn't have put his hands on me. Words hurt. Words piss you off. So, I mean, like I said, I don't know. I don't condone violence, physical violence, verbal, emotional, none of that.
Because I know I can't physically win the fight with a man. So I'm going to have to get my car or something to like back over it or something. And turn me out trying to wash it. I'm going to be like, remember that day? And I'm going to like hit reverse and front work again in reverse again.
If this was a boyfriend, girlfriend, new relationship, I'm 100% with you, Tabitha. 10 years, 3 kids, he's never done it before. I need to know what happened. It could have been just a knee-jerk mistake.
He may have never threw a blender at me. I got a divorce.
But Tabitha, if it was
he
10
threw
years.
A pillow at you when you got a divorce. That's what you said?
A blender.
Tabitha, if it was 10 years and you had 3 kids, you were still.
So I was with my husband for 8 years. He threw a blender at me.
And you left him.
Man, a blender is different. He could have killed you. I thought you said
it didn't even hit me. It didn't even hit me, but now I don't feel safe with you.
I feel it.
What's going to happen?
You are 100% correct. You are 100% correct.
Let's ask an expert. Danielle, when your girl beats you and makes you get off of here, do you stay with her? Are you still with her?
But no, I'm gonna let you know. I was in, you know, at one point years ago, I was in a relationship where, you know, I was sitting on a bed and then, you know, she come in the room, hit me just like a lamp I had, and she pulled the cover off of it, and it was like a rod. Start hitting me with it, you know? So my only thing was to try to stop this, you know, because my arm is cut now, you see?
Oh, wow.
Backing her up, like pushing, like, yo, chill out. And that's what I'm saying. You don't know. Was she attacking him? Because he was, you know, me, I pushed her like into the closet and to get the thing, you know, from her. And then when I got it from her, she picked up the base.
You know, of the lamp, and was getting
what
ready.
Did you do to her? This is what I need to know. What did you do?
This is probably bottled up stuff, but I didn't do nothing at all. I was cleaning up the house.
Bottled up, she just snapped out of
the sat down at the foot of the bed, and next thing you know,
and I gotta be devil's advocate here, Tara, because I don't let the guy say what did she do to like cause him to cheat. I can't say when someone did something like this, what did you do? You were responsible for your own actions.
Right.
Yeah, but like I said, for every action, there's a reaction. Let me come home and find my dude in bed with another girl. Everybody gonna die that day. And I'm not the type of person who just wakes up and thinks about murder, but I know my triggers. It's going down. And it's gonna be a bloody, I'm talking about, they're gonna make movies about me. Promise you.
Right? You want to kill yourself?
Hey.
You can pay for me afterward, Donnell. Don't bring no females in my house.
Pab, go ahead. Read that copy.
Now, if it would have slapped her, yes, time to go.
I honestly think you want to leave. I get it. I honestly get it. But I also know
Miss V is laughing at
but
I mean, because some people say you're hungry and get hit in the head with
Hey, I'm hungry.
I'm serious, Tabitha. I'm serious. What you're saying is 100% correct. I think that you have the right to leave the first time it happens.
I paid a lot of money in counseling for this.
I'm just curious to know what he pushed her for. That's it.
So Nene said, I'm a firm believer in don't touch me and I will not touch you.
Thanks. I agree with that.
Totally. I agree too, 100%.
Everybody keep your hands to yourself for this piece.
Let's just do that. Let's just keep our hands to ourselves. Just can't. Don't get mad at me because I'm more witty than you.
I'm more witty than you in the argument.
Wittier than yours. Yeah, you want to fight now?
I remember Kevin Hart said talking about women go super deep. They cut deep talk. Next time you want to pee in the bed. Oh, now he's like, what if you want to kill yourself and call another bitch?
For real, they will. It's so mean,
you know. And then I can't help it sometimes, you know. I transform into my, you know, my Brooklyn and
I saw that turned into Brooklyn when, remember that homeless dude was outside when we shoot that film and he kept, you was trying to pray for a priest tour. Then he pissed you off. Danielle turned into Brooklyn.
That was why Pastor was praying.
Like, man, I'll beat this.
Why he was praying?
I was like, damn, Danielle.
Why he was praying?
Hold on, Pastor.
Listen, it happened to the best of us, bro. I'm telling you.
I ain't never seen that side. Danielle, like, man, I'll beat this.
I don't even believe it.
It's the truth. Tell him, Danielle. I ain't lying. Was out here at Kena Plaza.
You're not supposed to be telling that stuff. Lacey,
this snap. Hey, we real out here up in this sister.
I don't believe it.
We real.
I do because he had to refute it. He would tell us instantly if it wasn't real.
What'd you say down there? What'd you say down there? He said he tried
to be angry.
All right, we got any more copy before we get to these?
And this is
off,
baby.
We actually have an order
sitting
up here now.
We do. No. Any comment time before we get to these riddles?
Not after Nene's. I'm a firm believer. Okay. Don't touch me. I won't touch you.
Go to these riddles. Nobody be cheating. Don't be looking down at the people.
Y'all riddles been terrible.
I hope we set this riddle game up. Riddle me this, riddle me that.
Hey, listen, man. Hey, I only can read the riddle. Okay. It said, when can you add 2 to 11 and give 1 as the correct answer?
Add 2 as the correct answer?
Yeah, when can you add 2 to 11 and get 1 as the correct answer?
When you're trying to find a prime number or something?
Nope. When can you add 2 to 11 and get 1?
Oh, when you're doing a baker's dozen?
Nope.
No, my answer was right. People are just stupid.
His riddles have been off. I gotta give you that.
My riddles have been off.
It should be something real dumb, like when the car starts in the moon. No.
Where can you
add? That's the answer, right?
2 to 11 and get 1 as the correct answer.
Y'all know 11, my lucky number, is tattooed on me. I should know this.
You're going as the number?
1 is the correct answer. When you can
You can do a 2-11 and leave one body.
Wow, Brooklyn!
Put the hood on, down there. Put the hood
on. I'm saying.
No, Miss B, that is not the correct answer.
I can't look.
She said when it's 12. I said,
no, shoot.
Is it when it's 1 o'clock?
That is correct. Tara Michelle has got it.
You talking about the hands on the clock.
When you add 2 hours to 11, it is 1 o'clock.
Oh, okay. Good job.
There you go, Tara. All right, check this out. Here we go. How many hours? No, just playing. Okay. How many seconds are there in 1 year?
A lot.
That is incorrect. How many seconds are there in 1 year?
None.
That is incorrect.
Because, listen.
Miss V said she was close on the last. She said I was close then. How many seconds are there in 1 year? Do the math.
You just told us we couldn't look at nothing, use a calculator, nothing else.
Miss V said too damn many. Trust me, you don't need a calculator. How many seconds are there in 1 year?
None.
That is incorrect.
One.
That is incorrect.
We don't care anymore. Give us the answer.
Y'all give up.
Yes.
The answer is 12. January the 2nd, February the 2nd, March the 2nd.
Oh, yes.
I'm not even going to lie. That was good. That was good.
But you know what? You kind of pronounced seconds like it was for time.
Look, you know what? Let's get out of here.
So Tabitha didn't get it? What?
No.
Exactly right.
That was a good one.
That was a good one.
I wanted to throw y'all off with the hours at first.
What was it?
How many seconds are in 1 year? That's why I threw y'all off with the hours first, because I was like,
that's cheating. Just read the paper.
No, it's not, it's throwing you off. Don't just read the paper. There you go. All right. I go around in circles, but always straight ahead.
Tires.
Time.
That is correct. That is again.
That's what's up.
Tires.
Minister, yeah. Deacon, what are you, a minister? Oh,
I go around in circles, but always straight ahead.
Straight ahead, though. When you stop, they straight ahead.
Y'all not women drivers. We can make tires do some stuff.
You know.
I'm very proud of him.
Here got our prank call. Here got a prank call.
Hello, I am trying to reach George, please.
Who is this?
My name is Marcus with WCS. Call and see if we can actually try to lend you our services. We understand that you're having a few problems and want to see if maybe WCS can bring a better life to you, and you can have an exciting life better than the one you have now.
Who is WCS?
We are with Wife Correctional Services, sir. WCS, what it is we take your wives for a couple of weeks and we reprogram them so that it's...
Take my wife.
Of course, you have to sign a waiver contract, but we take your wife and we reprogram them so that they will act in a fashion of what you want them to act.
Okay, whatever.
See, sir, what it is that we've gotten some reports that you've been having some problems with your particular wife. And
I ain't never heard of y'all, man. Where are you located at?
We're here in St. Louis, sir.
Okay.
And don't worry, we're totally confidential. This is not anything that's gonna get out. And your names are never submitted. First of all, here's something we can do. I can ask you questions because we've been notified that this is probably a service that you would probably want. Now, has your wife ever snapped on you in public?
Snapped on me. My wife ain't crazy. She don't just snap on me. She might, try to check me or say something. You know what I'm saying? She ain't just gonna snap on me in public.
So your wife has tried to check you, is what you're saying?
I mean, not check me per se. I mean, she might not like something I'm doing and might say something about it. If I'm just talking about hanging out and I ain't let her know or something, she might. you know, be like, well, baby, I already had plans. You know, can you stay home with the boys or something? Mm-hmm. But, nothing on the regular. You know, I usually do what I want to do.
Yeah, seems like denial. Okay, here's another one, sir.
Denial.
Well, no, listen, hear me out. Now, let me ask you this. Has your wife, let's say back when Michael Jordan was playing basketball, did you ever miss a playoff game on television because your wife wanted to watch something else?
Nah, man, we got two TVs in my house, man. I wish I didn't get that. I mean, I might have to watch the little TV.
Okay.
But, I mean, I usually watch it on the big screen in the basement.
Yeah, but you've been pushed to watching the smaller television.
No, I wasn't pushed to do nothing, man. What I'm trying to tell you is, I mean, we compromise. We do 50-50 in my house. I mean, she might get the big TV to watch her stories or something, and I just have to go watch the little TV. The little TV do go out of here once in a
while. See, there we go.
I'm cool with that, though. I'm cool with that.
You're cool,
you know,
with that. So you're actually the one that's programmed, and it's...
Ain't nothing wrong with my wife. Ain't nothing wrong with in my family. You know what I'm saying?
I understand. Well, the reason why I'm asking you these particular questions is because someone has actually let me know the problems that are at hand in your household. Let me ask you. I got one question for you. Here's what I want to ask you. Has your wife ever cussed you out at a family cookout?
Hey, man, hold on, man. You know what, dog? You're getting a little personal, man. Is this even legal, man? Whoever gave you my number, talking about my wife, checked me, got me under control, got me on lock, man. You tell him, too. Don't call me no more with this.
Are you in denial?
I'm in denial, dog. Don't call my house no more. I'm going to tell you what, George Foreman or whatever.
It's Marcus.
George Foreman, Marcus. Hey, dog, I'm
going to
tell you right now. I'm
going
to find out where y'all located, dog. I'm coming down there, and I'm going to bust your as you in my personal business.
So you're ready to retaliate on me, but you don't want to retaliate on the problems you have with your wife?
Retaliation, man. What I'm saying, you call in my house, I'm minding my own business. You worry about who watching what TV in my house and my wife checking me in public. All I do, man, hey, dog, look, I'm telling you.
Mr. Don't you want to watch the big television?
Big TV, man. I'm comfortable with the TV I got. You know what I'm saying? It's in my room. I can lay across the bed, watch whatever I want to, whenever I want to.
Don't you want to be able to go out with the boys when you want to?
I go out with my partners, dog. Matter of fact, you need to get partners. You call them, ask me your dumb. Listen.
What you want to do to me, your wife has already done to you.
Wait, I see you got your damn number block. What's your phone number, man? Give me something. Tell me where to find you.
Why are you in denial?
Denial, dog. I'm telling you what this was.
You need to get your wife checked in to White Correctional Services so that you can live a better life.
Whoever you are, man, y'all need to get a life, man.
Can I
get a life, man? Stop calling me, dog, for real.
I understand it. Can I say one more thing to you, sir?
Man, you can't say to me, man, straight up.
Listen to me, sir.
Yeah, what?
This is Nephew Tommy from the Steve Harvey Morning Show. You just got pranked by your boy, Justin.
Hey. Okay, y'all got me, man.
What is the baddest radio show in
bars? This thing is killing me.
I love how he went hard for his wife.
He was like, we 50-50. But he said, I see you got your number blocked, baby. That's it. But you know what? I wonder if somebody called me on some really ridiculous stuff, if I would actually stay on the phone long enough.
I have, and now I see that was like craziness. Like females and stuff would call me talking crazy and stuff. And I'm like, yeah, talking back and forth. It's okay.
Danielle, did you leave us?
I would like to hope I would hang up.
He did good. Because we didn't talk about nothing too bad.
Danielle, okay. You ain't have to blink twice. She was like, all right, man, I ain't gonna smack you today and make you get
hilarious. He's talking about blink twice if you need help.
But yo, that's the end of our show, man. You know, Facebook was trying to shut it down a little bit. They tried to censor the uncensored, but we was back up in this piece. But nah, man, we had a great show today. Some great topics, man. We will be back next week. So Tara, Michelle, let them know where they can find you. Do you got anything coming up?
Right now, I'm doing a 5K giveaway. I'm actually almost at 6K subscribers on YouTube, actually. So I'm hella late. But I will be giving
behind. I need to get up.
I will be giving away a total of 10 perfumes across 2 prize packages. So if you follow me at Opinionated Scents on Instagram or YouTube, you can find out more about that.
Bars.
On Instagram or YouTube. That's not your Facebook?
No.
Look at that. She's so excited.
My bad.
Look at that time. You done got into some business, Shay.
I was gonna try to be her friend.
You can be my friend on Facebook. I'm not gonna put that out here. Because I will only put people on my Facebook that like are real people, not like, you know.
I need to grow my subscribe. I only got 369 subscribers, but I'm growing though. It's growing though. All right, Donnell, let them know where they can find you. Where you got anything coming up? I gotta ask you before you get kicked up.
Like I said, there's a lot coming up. It's gonna be a loaded spring and summer and next fall. So just keeping everything until next time. But you can catch me, Donnell Johnson.
Hold on, wait a minute. Was that a blink? Did you blink? No, I thought I saw a blink.
When it's a big day, though, Donnell? When you get married?
Haven't said that yet.
Huh?
Haven't said that yet.
Oh, okay.
Yep.
Okay.
Right now, planning it. Well, looking to plan the engagement party.
Oh, that's what's up.
I have some chicken there. Tabitha, let them know where they can find you. You got anything coming up?
Tabitha Shantae on Facebook and Instagram, and Miss Virgo _911. I will be outside of all of Tara Michelle's perfume stands passing out Republican flyers. Be following her with my Trump symbol.
Oh my God.
No, but really, I have been going on to everywhere for Taco Tuesday because I'm infatuated with Berea Tacos. So that's where you can find me eating.
Oh, well, you really need to try my tacos then. Oh my God.
Berea Tacos, where you dip it in this juice. Oh my God. You dip it in the juice. It's so good. So that's what I was over here like doing now, for setting my plan for tomorrow.
So that's what you got. You guess what you got coming up, Taco too.
No, also I'm trying to get this web series, but I'm scared the partner in crime's gonna steal my idea.
You know what? Who raised you up in this?
You trying to get what?
We need to do a web series. Uncensored the stage needs to be a mini web series. We got a lot of funny skits in our heads.
Well, I like when we did. Remember the skits that we did. And things. I
want to
do some things
I'm gonna start releasing those back on YouTube. I think.
Yeah, you know, we need to do.
He took them off his page. I'm gonna release them on my page. That's
the guess. Guess what, Lacey? The time is again, and you don't even gotta do everything.
Listen, I'm geared up for this. All right, but we're gonna talk about Stacey. Let me know what you got coming up.
Why you say that so harsh like that, Stacey?
Stacey,
yeah,
you know where they can find you.
This lotion smells amazing.
Stacey is always Stacey. How about that? Yeah, it's called Gemini. One day red, one day blue. So Stacey has Steak and Shake coming up all day, every day. I am looking for some more workers, you guys. Team members, 15 of the hour. So y'all know some people from Fit and Livingston or Costa Fit. That's what I need. And y'all can always find me on Facebook under Stacey White, of course. And
that's Ms. right.
Y'all stylish. So you guys have a great night. Thank
Where
you,
in guys. The world is LaDarian Brown? Anybody heard from him? Is he okay? He's deployed. You laughing. He deployed.
Hey, Brown can take care of himself. They some soldiers. They some soldiers.
Where in the world is... Hi, Harvey.
I haven't heard from him. Right. Where is he?
Harvey.
Tabitha,
put him on SoundCloud. Go to SoundCloud or you can find Harvey.
Mess with him. Mess with him.
Yeah.
Hey,
He should be on Apple
and
Spotify by now, right?
I'm just saying,
what's up?
I'm at the nurse power wash.
Shut up, boy.
But yo, man, y'all already know, man. Listen, man, I'm gearing up for the summer too, man. I know it's spring. I'm over here. I got the stage plays, the films. I'm doing a concert, all that. I'm just gearing up. Yeah, so y'all know how I do.
I'm opening up with Donnell and the Pips.
Donnell and the Pips.
Hey, Lacey, let's do an old school, singing type thing, like Four Top Temptation, a new five heartbeat.
Let's do it. What are we going to call it? The same.
Do y'all know how many black people actually think the five heartbeats is a real group?
Yeah, a lot of people.
Okay, based off the Four Tops.
Dells is a combination.
These people think that the five heartbeats.
Yeah, they think they're real.
The same dudes acting in the movie were really a group.
They think they were really a group.
Dressed up, all of them. Real, okay. Like real life.
They was like, they're better than the Temptations. I'm like, the Temptations are real.
Charlamagne the God was one of them. Charlamagne the God said he had no idea they were not a real group.
Yeah. Man. But at the end,
that's some good acting, man. That's some good acting.
Listen.
Whoever
I ain't gonna lie, Eddie
they wrote a great story. Like, they wrote a great story.
Had a crush on
but
that.
Y'all, y'all can find me G Soldier with a U.
You had a crush like on Eddie Kane.
G Soldier. SOULDIER. So G Soldier on all your platforms. Anybody got anything else to say before we leave?
Now when he had the shiny suit, before he
and
had
they said shaking my head that they thought they was a real group. I think they ain't better than the Temptations. Well, guess what?
Nobody's better than
you
the Temptations.
You can shoot me, but
the
you can't kill.
The OJs.
The Temptations is the best of all time.
The OJs. Greatest of all time.
They are singing laps around.
I literally have never heard anybody say anything about the OJs being the best of anything.
That's right. Talk that shit. Who raised this nigga?
The OJs. Listen, you're going to listen to their music too. You're going to go listen to their music.
Remember, I love the OJs, but not better than the Temptations. Hell, I would take Boys to Men over the OJs. What are you talking about?
Bad. She said Boys to Men.
Okay.
everybody has their own opinion, huh, Donnie?
Yeah, go to some OJs.
Right.
The old J's?
Look at that Tabitha. You know what you're saying. She said the old J's. Have to go type in OLDJ.
I don't know. I don't know about
that. She think you talking about some Michael Jordan shoes, nigga, the old J.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
OJ. That's the end of our show. Yeah, we will see y'all next week, man.
Take care.
All right, peace out, y'all.